by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
ACZ extends mass voter registration by 15 days. Fred Membe attributes Kulingola violence to growing public frustration. In global news, Lebanese authorities release 10 of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, ending 10-year detention. Good afternoon. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has extended the ongoing mass voter registration exercise by 15 days. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zelomis says the extension, which begins tomorrow, 12th November, will run until the 26th of November 2025. Ms. Zelomis says the decision follows a comprehensive review of progress made so far and aims to give more eligible citizens an opportunity to register or update their details ahead of the 2026 general elections. She adds that the decision to extend the exercise was informed by field assessments and monitoring reports gathered from all provinces and districts, stressing that this finding showed increased participation in recent phases, but also indicated that some eligible citizens had not yet registered due to logistical challenges experienced earlier in the process. Ms. Zelomis has encouraged all eligible Zambians who have not yet registered, as well as those who need to replace or lost damaged voters' cards or update their registration details, to take advantage of the extension period.
The information collected from these monitoring missions has provided the Commission with a clear and accurate picture of the registration process on the ground. Following a comprehensive review of these findings, the Commission is satisfied that the obtaining circumstances warrant an extension of the registration period. Having taken into account the field reports, the observed progress, and the remaining number of unregistered eligible citizens, the Commission has decided to extend the voter registration by a period of 15 days.
Meanwhile, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brian Kasaro has disclosed that the Commission has recorded a provisional total of 1,639,457 registered voters.
A total of 758,251 new registrations were recorded across phases 1 to 5, comprising 405,805 females and 352,446 males. In addition, this exercise also includes updates for those that are already on the register of voters.
President Hakainde Hichilema has commended Israel for entering a ceasefire agreement with Gaza, noting that the loss of life, property and disruption to supply chains affect everyone. Speaking at a state banquet in Lusaka last evening in honor of Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit to Zambia, President Hichilema expressed delight at peace being finally restored in the Gaza region. President Hichilema further expressed delight of a peace in Israel culminating into more fruitful bilateral relations with Zambia as the two countries collaborate in developing sectors such as agriculture and energy.
I want to congratulate Mr. President, the State of Israel, for the ceasefire deal agreement entered with Ghana. I know that agreement, supported by President Trump and many nations behind the scene in that region, in Europe, indeed on the African continent. I have nations like Egypt that have worked together with yourselves and the Arab world largely to secure peace in the Middle East.
Meanwhile, visiting Israeli President Isaac Herzog thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for negotiating the ceasefire and assisting to retrieve the hostages, and advised Israelis to invest in Zambia, highlighting the good business environment Zambia has.
I want to thank United States President Donald Trump for his immense leadership for bringing about this ceasefire agreement and bringing back most of our hostages, last one being Lieutenant Hadar Golden, whose body has been held by Hamas since 2014. We're all very moved by it in Israel, and we hope to see all of our hostages, all of them, being brought back as soon as possible to dignified burial.
Opposition Socialist Party President Fred Membe has attributed last Saturday's incident on the Copper Belt, where President Hakainde Hichilema was rushed to safety after being pelted with stones, to growing public frustration. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Dr. Membe said government's failure to fulfill its political commitments has intensified public discontent, particularly among young people, who noted are eager for change and feel their expectations have been overlooked. Dr. Membe has described the attack as a reflection of deeper social and political grievances rather than an isolated act of violence. He has since urged all stakeholders to focus on addressing the root causes of such unrest instead of limiting their response to condemnation, warning that continued neglect of public frustrations could fuel further violence. Meanwhile, Dr. Membe has observed that divisions within the opposition continue to work to present Hichilema's advantage. He has cited the resignation of former party youth chairperson Kelvin Kaunda and the National Congress Party's withdrawal from the Tonsi Alliance as examples of what he described as orchestrated moves by the ruling party to sow confusion within opposition ranks.
Those young people got into that behavior because they have lost hope. They have been promised by their leaders. These same leaders they were stoning. They promised them about Kasensele mine. They promised them this and that. They promised them many things. And every time promises are piling up, nothing is being fulfilled. Frustration sets in. We need to deal with our young people in a different way. Complaining about their behavior without trying to address the root causes of that problem is what leads to what we are starting to see. That's just the beginning. If we don't do much more for these young people, we are going to have a very violent society. And that's why he's spending so much time and resources to try and ensure that there's no proper opposition unit.
But UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Liswaneso has dismissed Dr. Membe's remarks as baseless, arguing that government has continued to prioritize the welfare of young people through initiatives such as recruitment of teachers, health workers, and the revival of mining operations.
It would be a lie that Hakainde has never helped the youth of this country. There are many opportunities how the youth have benefited from the UPND government. I want to tell the youth of this country, you cannot destroy a country because you want to become a president. You cannot destroy the country because you want to maintain the president. No, we need to safeguard this country at the end of the day. If we destroy this country, whom are you going to lose tomorrow? Coming to the opposition division, Hakainde Hichilema has experience how to run a political party, opposition political party. My advice to Uncle Membe is to call your friend in the kind of cinema and learn how he dealt with political party in opposition as you play. There's nothing wrong to learn from him. He will tell you if we're good.
The ruling UPND has reiterated its zero-tolerance policy towards Kaderism and political violence, following remarks by the party's Monza district chairperson, Michelle.